The need to address the challenges of providing emergency medical service is a significant issue for every community in our area. Finding people willing to serve, who have the time to serve, or are employed in a capacity that allows them to serve, and are able to pass the rigorous training requirements established for EMTs and first responders is a difficult assignment. The issue was the central focus of a recent city-county ad hoc committee meeting that brought city, county, township, village, EMS leaders, and citizens together in Richland County. The meeting provided a chance to share information and seek input, but not action, as the ultimate decisions will be made by the units of government themselves. The meeting was designed to help inform local leaders who could share information with constituents and fellow elected leaders. Richland County EMS Director Darren Gudgeon was pleased with the meeting.
There was not only good representation from units of government, but we also had some individuals from the community that came to the meeting and had some input and some ideas. And there was a good crowd, and that pleased all of us that are trying to solve this problem, that there was a lot of individuals engaged in the process and sharing ideas and thoughts.
The challenge of providing EMS in Richland County requires one to look at many aspects.
You have the demographics of our local area of the Southwest Wisconsin region, primarily Richland County. Richland County EMS does not cover the entire county. We have partners to the north and we have partners to the south. Then you have, along with that, just staffing with volunteers, and then the training requirements that are continually updated every 2 years. There's a lot of things that we were discussing that really affect the number one issue, which is staffing.
Darren Gudgeon says that understanding the financial aspects of running an emergency medical service is not easy, but it is important that citizens of the county gain an understanding of the issues.
It's difficult for those of us that have to deal with insurance to understand the process, and then to explain that to the public or people that were at the meeting is even more difficult. On the flip side of that, we are running in the black. The financial documents that I shared with everybody at that meeting indicated that even with the write-offs, all expenses, everything balanced against the revenue, we were running, I don't want to say a profit, but we were running revenue stream. However, that's not quite enough revenue to helping us possibly hire some full-time staff. And the intent is not to hire and have a full-time unit in Richland County. It's just to hire a few full-time people to support the mission of EMS with the volunteers.
The Richland County Ambulance Service volunteers are being stretched thin at present, covering calls and standby hours. Gudgeon says that the issue really goes deeper than finding new people willing to serve.
We've got another group of five individuals that I'm working with to get through the orientation process to become members. You know, there's a lot of energy, there's a lot of excitement there. Once they get a little bit more deeper into it, and we get past that first 90 days, that's really the trial period of, is this going to fit into their lives? And I've met a lot of great people that have come and said, I want to join the squad. But once they get into it, they're like, well, I can't commit that much time to the education piece. Or I really can't give you 48 hours a month to do this. And maybe there was family conflicts or something. So we're going to continue to try to recruit volunteers. We've identified some areas that we can improve the recruitment and retention and give them a better footing as they go through with EMS. But I don't know that in years to come that it's sustainable. And I think there was a couple gentlemen that pointed that out at the meeting, that we can't just solve the problem in a knee-jerk reaction short term. We really need to sit down and talk long-term. What is it going to take to make EMS sustainable?
The city-county ad hoc committee meeting gave those attending a chance to hear about several options that merit consideration.
The ad hoc committee that meets, which was initially started between the city and county and now has involved townships and villages, is not a decision-making body. Decisions are still made at the local level, whether it's your town board, your village board, city council, or county board. But there's a range of ideas. And I think that, yes, you could say try to operate as we are now, which would be difficult to maintain, or going all the way out to a contracted service, which is something that the mayor's office has been gathering information, which is a prudent thing to do. I mean, when you're coming up with solutions, you want to be able to share all avenues with the public, not just one or not just two.
One thing that Darren Gudgeon doesn't want people to worry about is whether or not there will be someone to respond to a local emergency.
There's 21 people, 21 volunteers that are licensed, and with myself, there's 22 that we're going to respond when the pager goes off. Is there going to be that occasion where we may have to call on our partners in Muscadet or our partners in Kickapoo or Kaz? There could be those moments, and likewise, there might be moments where they call upon us and we help them. And so I'm thankful for that relationship. And I hope that with the solution that is made, it's not just made to support the EMS service within the service district we have now, but something that supports the other ambulance services in the area. It's very, very important for us to not only solve the problem for the Richland County Ambulance Service, but make sure that we're there as a support and to Kickapoo and Cazenovia, Lone Rock, Blue River, Muscadet. They're important pieces of the puzzle as well, and the first responders.
In our next special report with Darren Gudgeon, we'll share some of the financial aspects community leaders will be assessing as they look at the future of a viable EMS program for the people of Richland County. For WRCO News, I'm Ron Fruit.